So today I want to talk to you about zeal. I'm a zealous type person. If you get me excited about something, I'll tell you what, it's on. Zeal and me go together. Like in the dictionary, there's a picture of me a lot of times. In good ways and bad. Hey, we should jump off this bridge. All right, let's go. No parachute? All right, let's just jump. Because I'll do it. It's not a problem. Zeal in the dictionary says this: great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause. When I gave my life to Jesus and I started going to church, there was only one way. It was going to be 100%. That's it. There's only one way I know how to do things, 100%. If I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm going to be zealous about that. I'm not going to do it. Chores at the house? No. Kidding. Eagerness, excitement, passion. In the Bible, zeal is found 40 times in the Old Testament and the New Testament, because at this church, we believe in both sides of the Bible. Amen? All right. So, but more importantly, how many times is zeal found in our hearts? Do we have zeal? Do we have passion for the Lord? Just a short illustration here. When he was a pastor for a Methodist church in Scarborough, William Sangster had an eccentric member who tried to be a zealous Christian. Anybody ever met a zealous Christian? I look in the mirror every day. I have lots of opportunities to be a zealous Christian. People get into my car daily when I drive for Uber. They're stuck in my car. And when they ask me what I do, oh, I become a zealous Christian. Unfortunately, the man was a little bit off center. He usually, as a zealous Christian, did the wrong thing. This man was a barber, and one time he had lathered up for a customer for a shave. This is in the old days when they would do the leather thing, and they put the hot stuff on your face, and they would just straight razor it. As he walked up to the man, he said this: "Are you prepared to meet God?" The man was so scared, he ran out of the barbershop with the lather on his face. Listen, church, I want us to be a zealous church. I want us to be an amazing church. But witnessing like that, I could see Timbo Anderson on the campus going, "Hey, I got a straight edge. You guys going to meet God? Come on. Who wants to meet Jesus today?" They're probably going to go over to a different booth, probably like the one that has the cops, and tell them there's a crazy man. It's not the most effective way to go about it, but I want to look for us to look at zeal as it appears to Paul's letter to Romans. And Paul gave some instructions on how to get zeal and keep zeal for the Lord. So if you have your Bibles, which is a good thing to have here at church, if you have your iPhone or Android, you can open up to Romans chapter 12. And before we do that, I would just like to pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. That is such a great map for our lives. And Lord, I thank you for Paul's words today. Lord, I pray that they would resonate in our hearts and that they would speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 12:11 says this: "Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord with enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying." First of all, Paul said this: never lack in zeal. Never be lazy. Obviously, zeal can be an ebb and flow type thing. Sometimes we can be more zealous about things than others. Has anyone ever been zealous about New Year's resolutions? This year, I'm gonna save a bunch of money. First commercial on TV, here's my credit card. Weight loss challenges. This summer I started a weight loss program. Really it was not a weight loss, but more of an exercise program. And the first month I was on it. The second month I've done it 3 times. But I really want to continue on and do workouts. And my coach called me the other day. And he's like, "Hey, saw that you haven't done very many workouts in the last couple of weeks." Like, what good excuse can I come with? But I have no excuses. Yeah, I need to get back onto it. So back to school. This week, and some kids have already started school. I know that Three Forks has started school this week. How many parents are so excited for their parents to go back to school? They got their backpack by the door. They're ready every day until week 3. And it's a battle to get them out of bed. It's a battle to help them find their shoes, which are right next to the bag, right next to the front door. New jobs. I remember when I first came to Christian Center, my office was all neat and... wait, it still is. But it was very organized, and I had all these lists and stuff like that. And I was excited. The pencils were in the right way. Everything was the right way. Now today, I just walk and throw stuff down. I'm like, I just need a break. I need a break. Okay, I'll clean it back up. we get zealous about our marriage. We first get married, man, that passion is hot. We're excited about our new spouse until the first time the husband leaves the toilet seat up. Or the first time she doesn't do the dishes after dinner. Or when you find out she's a snorer. I'm not talking about you, babe. Yes, I am. It's one thing to lose zeal for those things, but it's another to lose zeal and passion for the Lord. We don't want our zeal to be for the Lord just to ebb and flow. We don't want it to be lacking. Here's what it says in Galatians. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be always and not just when I'm with you. Here's the deal. When I first got saved, I was nicknamed Super Z. I was zealous about everything. My friend Gary used to have to say, bro, you got to calm down a bit. I'm like, no, it's for Jesus. He's like, yes, but sometimes people don't want to be around you because you're super hyper. You are like, woo, all the time. Sometimes you just need to bring it down. I'm like, I can't. I don't know how to. He goes, well, it's just sometimes the volume of stuff. Sometimes you're too big for some people. You have to bring it down a little bit. You also can't do everything. Because I wanted to do everything. I wanted to be over here serving kids. I wanted to be over here helping out as an usher. I wanted to be on a prayer team. I wanted to be on drama. I was never allowed to be on worship. And that's okay. Because that's not my spiritual gift. How do we keep zealous without getting in people's face? How do we keep spiritual fervor? The lack of workouts this summer, or over the last 6 years, I should say, this summer when I started, I've never sweat so much in my life. I have never seen that much sweat come off my body. And it was screaming. It was like puddles underneath. You could have scooped it up and put out the fires. I mean, it was bad. And it showed up when I went bike riding. For the last 6 years, I've been like super excited to ride my bike. And I've had a friend, Eric Seegers, here. He's been trying to get me a ride with him all the time. And something always comes up. Well, Guy Warner got me to ride my bike. And last week, he got me to ride my bike for a long, long time, like 20 miles. Every time we went up a hill, I was like, I'm going to die. My body started cramping in ways that I've never cramped before. And I've ridden long, long rides on my bike before. But it seemed like every hill was a mountain. It seemed like everything. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to go. Good Lord, can we just stop? And there were times where I had to stop and rub out the cramp for a bit and keep going. Because here's the deal. I didn't want to let Guy down. I wanted to go on this whole ride and stuff like that. At one point, we finally had to turn around because we weren't getting to where we were going. And time was running out. So we got back. And I remember this. Because of my lack of zeal for exercise over the last 6 years, I got sick when I got home. I went in to take a shower, and I sat down on the bed, and I woke up 3 hours later with a boo-boo tummy, and I was a mess. And that's because of my lack of zeal for workouts. Now, the ride itself was amazing. It was a beautiful day, great company. We didn't run into any bears or moose or anything like that, which was disappointing. However, the ride was great. But here's the deal. The same zeal comes with church. Summer happens, we live in beautiful Bozeman, and all of a sudden it's like a ghost town. The meeting's a little bit smaller. Or in ski season, just Bozeman. Because it's beautiful here all the time. Whether there be snow or sun, there's something great to do, amen? We live in a great community that has a lot of great things that we can be zealous for. But we need to be in these meetings right here. Now the great thing is, we also have an opportunity for people at home that can't make it here to be a part of our meetings. They can see it on Facebook Live. And there's people that are religiously watching it. There are people in Kosovo watching the service. Our reach is far. But we need to be here in a community. Because as we're together growing, we can encourage one another. I know this. If I was doing the workouts by myself, without my coach, there's no way I would do it. No. I don't want to go out there and sweat. I don't want to go out there and like not be able to eat a cheeseburger or a baked potato loaded with stuff right along with my steak, 4 sodas. I'm telling you, we got to maintain those disciplines. We need to come here together and hear the pastor speak about topics that might be we might be going through. Time and time again, you hear as a pastor, man, you really hit it today. I really needed to hear that word. If you weren't at church, you may not have heard that word. And this is the place where we can together become zealous for the Lord. We need to maintain our spiritual disciplines, not only attending services, but we also need to have a prayer life and reading scripture. This place right here is the dessert to the meal we should feed ourselves at home. This should be the afterwards, the hanging out and communicating with each other and eating the dessert and celebrating what God is doing. I am not a huge journaler, but since Pastor Lance got here and has challenged me to grow in that area, I have heard far more from God in the last 2 years than I have the other 16 years of my life as a Christian. Because I'm spending time with the Lord, not just God, give me this, give me that, not giving him my wish list, but God, what do you want me to do? It helps us to keep excited about our relationship with the Lord. I know this, the more time I spend with my wife, the easier it is for me to get excited. The further we're apart, the more fighting that happens. When we're together, we're an awesome team. We go away, like this summer, I've been at camps a lot this summer, and there's been some times where it's like, you know what, I'm just going to go for a drive. Like for a couple days. Don't text me, don't call me, we'll talk later. No, not really. But there's in my mind, I'm like, I just need to go. And I'm sure she's probably going, you know what, it'd be best if you just went out and slept in your hammock. But when we spend time together, we're a better team, better communication. So when we spend time with the Lord and we're zealous about spending that time, like I am not going to miss that time with God today. It may not be the 30 minutes that we want. It may only be 10. It may only be 5. For goodness sakes, it may only be on the drive to work because our kids were driving us nuts trying to get ready for school. It's coming. This week, it's coming. You might be stuck in traffic and be like, this traffic stinks. 19th Avenue, for example. Dear Lord, please let there be a clear path. This morning when I came in, there was a clear path and there was two cars. One was a state trooper and another one was a white car. I waved because I knew who it was and he's here at church today. So, Tyler, love you, bro. Paul goes on to say, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Here's a cool part. Serving the Lord helps maintain our zeal. Serving the Lord helps us maintain our zeal. As a kids pastor, I'm sure that I get more out of my weekly services than the kids do. Here's why. Preparation. Studying the word. Spending time in it. Praying. All the preparation that goes into a prayer service. It's not just my preparation, but I have to prepare before I give it to my leaders to prepare. So when you have new leaders that are now teaching, and I had the awesome opportunity to meet with one of my new leaders on Thursday, and he's doing the memory verse today, and I'm like, bro, you can make it yours. He's like, I've never done this before. I'm like, well, I'm confident in you. I believe in you. I can do this. He goes, I know. I appreciate that. But how do you want me to do it? I'm like, well, I actually laid it out in the curriculum. You can just kind of do that. And this morning he texts me, he goes, so do you want me to do this or this? I said, whatever works for you. Because here's the deal. I can't speak for him. And each week we need different leaders to be able to speak in the lives of the kids. If it's just my voice, at some point they're going to go, they do. You experience this with your own kids at home. It's amazing how many times a parent will say, man, what you said to my kid really clicked. I've been saying that to them for 2 years. You said one sentence and they change. It's good to have different leaders. But all that studying, all that prayer helps me get more out of it. The point is this. We need to do something in serving the Lord. When we do this, when we serve the Lord, we naturally get blessed. When you serve as a greeter and you're coming in and people are coming in, you get to shake their hands and be a smile to their face, it's amazing. When you get to be up here and lead people to a place of worship, it's amazing. I know this. Each week, every 6 weeks when we do our prayer summit, when Pastor Phil is turning in the chairs, he's blessed because he knows what God's going to do in those chairs that night. When we put our feet to our faith, we actually get involved in serving the Lord. It helps us maintain our zeal. Just like the reading the Bible, just like spending time in prayer, serving helps us to be more zealous. If you find that your zeal isn't what it should be, perhaps you need to be more active in serving the Lord. Romans 12:12, I'm going to read it again. Rejoice in our confident hope, being patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Be joyful in hope. As Christians, we have this hope, a hope in heaven. Amen? We have this realization that this life is not the end. This isn't the end all be all. This place here on earth is not the end. But we have hope that there's something more, something much better. If today you're sensing, you know what, my relationship with God has been cooling off. Perhaps you need to reread some scriptures about heaven and how amazing it is. Perhaps you need to sing some of your favorite songs about heaven. I know this, in my car, I get to sing as loud as I want. In my office, I can't sing so loud because Pastor Missy's office is above mine. And she can hear me. But I have a whole room out here below this room that I get to sing as loud as I want. And it doesn't matter who comes in there because it's my space. And I'm going to sing as loud as I want. It's not that we want to become so heavenly minded that we are no good here on earth. If all we think about is there and we don't put our faith to action here, what are we doing? But when we're struggling, it's good to get our minds off of ourselves and meditate about the good things. When things are tough, and we've had a lot of things happen. I know Pastor shared at the prayer summit this last week. There's a lot of stuff happening in our church this summer. But we're still here, and he's still there. And we have to meditate on that. And we have to celebrate the fact that God is still moving in Bozeman Christian Center. And it's not the building, it's the people. And we have to be zealous for him. Paul says we need to be patient in affliction. Often when we begin to struggle, when our health begins to falter, the health of someone we love, our home is in chaos, our spiritual fervor can become affected and we can lose zeal for the Lord. But if we can find strength in God's word, but remember that they're only temporary. Psalms 35, verse 5 says, weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. I get taken back a lot of times to when, especially this time as we get to fall, and especially as we get closer to October, to when we lost our little one, Madeline Joy. And I think about it a lot, especially this time of the year. And I remember for the longest time, I didn't cry. And I remember it was one night, in the middle of the night, I just broke down. I had held it all in because I thought that I had to be strong for my wife. I had to be strong for everybody else around me. But before I went to bed, this verse came right to my mind. And God said, David, it's okay to cry. But know this, my joy comes in the morning. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, all light and momentary troubles are achieving us for eternal glory that far outweighs them. Everything that we experience here will be cast away, and we will not experience any of it in heaven. Remember that our troubles our troubles can take away the zeal in our life. They can take away the excitement of every day. Because we wake up and we begin to think about the bad things. And if we meditate on the Lord and the good things, the bad things are far smaller. They're like small potatoes. And finally, Paul says, be faithful in prayer. Prayer is the means of access to God. A lot of times Jocelyn will come up and she'll just be like, I need help. You need to do this. Well, I need to know what you need help with. We need to help me. With what? Just come with me. Well, I'm not putting down the video game controller unless you tell me what you want. All right? I want to know. God knows what we need. I know what she needs. She needs to leave me alone. Let me play my video games. God knows what we need, but he wants us to ask. He wants us to talk to him. He wants to have that relationship. If you've found that zeal is not what it should be, take a look at your prayer life. Take a look at your scripture life. are you serving? Three things, three components that can add to your zeal daily. Now, you don't have to be serving here every day. Every time the doors are open, I want to be at the church serving. Listen, folks, we need to be out there serving. We have workplaces that need Jesus. We have homes that need Jesus. We have schools that need Jesus. Jesus isn't allowed there in a lot of those places, but we are. And he's in us. Are you spending time in prayer and having communion with God? That time each day reinvigorates us. It gives us that zeal, that excitement. It fans the flames. It keeps our spiritual fervor. Today, I want to challenge you with this. I want you just to close your eyes. I know I zipped through a lot of that stuff. Maybe I'm a little overzealous today. God of creation. Maybe you're in this room and you're feeling down today. You're like, Pastor David, I've lost my zeal. I barely got out of bed today, and I don't even know how I made it here. I'm struggling. I'm broken. And I feel lost. And I need to be filled up. Our Heavenly Father wants to fill you up. He wants to embrace you in his arms. And he wants to tell you that you are loved. And he wants to put you back together. Maybe you're here today and you know what, Pastor David, I'm feeling awesome. I'm zealed up to the top. Keep it. Don't allow anything to take that away. I'll go back to the first question. If you're in this room today saying, I'm lacking zeal, I'm going to ask you to be bold today and stand where you are. You want to be filled up. You want to be strengthened today. Pastor David, I'm hurting. I feel like I'm doing this by myself. I've lost all my zeal for anything. I want to give up. I want to give in. If that's you, stand. Here's what I'd like to ask you to do. There's people all around you standing right now. If you're near somebody, I would love for you just to stand and lay hands on them and pray for them. As a family, we need to lift up our loved ones. And we need to encourage them in prayer. And for those of you that stood, I just want you to lift up your hands like you're going to catch a big beach ball. Because here's the deal, God's going to pour into you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for your love, for your people. I thank you for Paul's instructions to us And Lord, I just pray that you would fill those that are standing right now in this room with zeal. And there's, Lord, there's people that did not stand, Lord. You know who they are, and I pray that you would fill them up today. Lord, you zealously chase after us. You zealously love us. Lord, may we in return be zealously chasing after you. God, I thank you for your love. Amen. Before I close, I just want to share a quick story. It's football season. I love football. The Seahawks finally have a kicker. That's not from the Vikings. Amen. And this story is about a kicker. Timmy's team was down by 2 points. There's 2 seconds left. And they sent him in there to kick the game-winning field goal. But in the huddle, he changed the play. He was making it about himself, and he wanted to score the game-winning touchdown because he'd never scored a touchdown. Kick locks, extra points, extra field goals. And the play changed it, and he was going to run it himself. As the ball was snapped directly to him, he began to run. And as he turned the corner, he got clobbered, and the ball went bouncing out. The other team picked it up, and Timmy's team started chasing after them. And out of nowhere, a blur went flying by him. It was little Timmy. And he tackled the guy and saved him from scoring a touchdown. And one of the assistant coaches said, "Coach, coach, did you know he was that fast?" Coach goes, "No, I didn't. But I do know this, that the others were chasing after him because it's their job." Timmy was chasing after him for his life. We need to chase after God like Timmy chases after that guy that took the ball. No matter what we do, we have to be like Timmy and chase after. Even though we make mistakes, like Timmy did, he cost his team points, even the game, but yet he still chased down the guy. He didn't give up. And when we lose zeal, we need to be diligent. No, we need to be zealous about chasing after God. And there are going to be times in our life where we lose zealousness. We lose our zeal. I want to propose this to you. If you lack zeal and if you want to get it back, then you can't slack. You got to chase after it. Amen? If you like prayer this morning, we're going to invite our prayer team forward. But other than that, God bless you. Have an amazing day.